Bobby said,
Drains? The mind accelerator?
Yes, Billy Bob's specialty. Do you know Blake? To see a world in a grain of sand and a heaven in a wildflower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour. The pitch is that if you take grains, your perception of time will speed up. Subjectively, you'll be able to think more thoughts, have more experiences in the same external time. A longer life, available exclusively from Billy Bob Meeks.
Bobby nodded. But what's wrong with that?
Bobby, look around. Old people are frightened of death. That makes them vulnerable to this kind of scam.
What scam? Isn't it true that grains actually works?
After a fashion, the brain's internal clock actually runs more slowly for older people, and that's the mechanism Billy Bob is screwing around with.
And the problem is
the side effects. What grains does is to stimulate the production of dopamine, the brain's main chemical messenger, trying to make an old man's brain run as fast as a child's.
Which is a bad thing, he said uncertainly. Right?
She frowned, baffled by the question. Not for the first time she had the feeling that there was something missing about Bobby.
Of course it's a bad thing.
It is malevolent brain tinkering. Bobby, dopamine is involved in a lot of fundamental brain functions. If dopamine levels are too low, you can suffer tremors, an inability to start voluntary movement. Parkinson's disease, for instance, all the way to catatonia. Too much dopamine, and you can suffer from agitation, obsessive-compulsive disorders, uncontrolled speech and movement, addictiveness, euphoria. Billy Bob's congregation, I should say his victims, aren't going to achieve eternity in their last hour. Billy Bob is cynically burning out their brains. Some of the doctors are putting two and two together, but nobody's been able to prove anything. What I really need is evidence from his own labs that Billy Bob knows exactly what he is doing, along with proof of his other scams.
Such as
embezzling millions of bucks from insurance companies by selling them phony lists of church members. Such as pocketing a large donation from the Anti-Defamation League. He's still hustling, even though he's come a long way from banknote baptisms.
She glanced at Bobby.
Never heard of that? You palm a bill during a baptism. That way the blessing of God gets diverted to the money rather than the kitty. Then you send the note out into circulation, and it's supposed to return to you with interest. And to make especially sure it works, of course, you hand the money over to your preacher. Word is, Billy Bob picked up that endearing habit in Colombia, where he was working as a drug runner.
Bobby looked shocked.
You don't have any proof of that.
Not yet, she said grimly, but I'll get it.
How?
That's what I want to talk to you about.
He looked mildly stunned. She said,
Sorry, I'm lecturing you, aren't I?
A little.
I do that when I'm angry.
Kate, you are angry a lot.
I feel entitled. I've been on this guy's trail for months.
A drone robot floated over their heads, bearing sets of virtual glasses and gloves.
These glasses and gloves have been devised by Revelation Land, Inc., in conjunction with Our World Corporation, for the full experience of Revelation Land. Your credit card or personal account will be billed automatically per online minute. These glasses and gloves...
Kate reached up and snagged two sets.
Showtime.
Bobby shook his head.
I have implants I don't need. Billy Bob has his own special way of disabling rival technologies.
She lifted the glasses to her head.
Are you ready?
I guess. She felt a moist sensation around her eye sockets as the glasses extruded membranes to make a light, tight junction with her flesh. It felt like cold, wet mouths sucking at her face. She was instantly suspended in darkness and silence. Now Bobby materialized beside her, floating in space, holding her hand. His glasses and gloves were, of course, invisible. And soon her vision cleared further. People were hovering all around them, off as far as she could see, like a cloud of dust motes. They were all dressed in white robes and holding big, gaudy palm leaves. Even Bobby and herself, she found. And they were shining in the light that streamed from the object that hung before them. It was a cube, huge, perfect, shining sun-bright, utterly dwarfing the flock of hovering people.
Wow,
Bobby said again.
Revelation chapter 21, she murmured. Welcome to the New Jerusalem.
She tried to throw away her palm leaf, but another simply appeared in her hand.
Just remember, she said,
The only real thing here is the steady flow of money out of your pockets and into Billy Bob's.